At least 1 billion people around the world are considered overweight or obese. So trimming the fat has become a global problem. The target of the vaccine is a hormone called ghrelin. It stimulates the body to gain weight and store fat by slowing down the metabolism. That's a problem for dieters because when the body is deprived, it responds by producing higher levels of the hormone. That makes it harder to keep the weight off. Many overweight people, such as Della Moreno, know this syndrome all too well. It's called yo-yo dieting.
I work too hard here and nothing seems to work.
Researchers at the Scripps Research Institute of La Jolla, California, have developed an anti-obesity vaccine that works on mice. The rodents injected with the vaccine ate the same kind of food as other mice, but showed an increase in energy. Dr. Kim Janda is the author of the study.
So in a nutshell, what the vaccine does is it slows weight gain and it also impacts metabolism, and in particular fat storage.
The mice had fewer food choices than most humans have. They ate a low-energy, low-fat, less tasty food than what's commonly available to people. The researchers are still not certain whether the vaccine against ghrelin would prevent the development of obesity in humans who prefer a high-fat Western-style diet. So, until that time comes, the message remains the same, says Fabio Camana of the American Council on Exercise.
We've got to control what we eat. We've got to be physically active. And we also have to incorporate some sort of lifestyle or behavior modification into our daily lives.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.